times we don't.
Extra caution coming in there. Looks like we've got one of our switch heaters on fire. Unit 1202, do you have a fire extinguisher with you?
Welcome to another episode of Portland Transit Lane. I'm your host Lane. Tonight, fun on the rails, fun on the radios. Boy, it's been an interesting few days, you know, with the half inch of snow that decided to shut down Portland and the ice and skidding all over the place. Feels like we're right in the middle of winter, yet winter's only 2 weeks, winter's still 2 weeks away, so how is this all possible? Well, let's take a listen to some of the scanner traffic over the last couple days and see what's really going on.
Did, and got it unstuck, but as soon as he tried rolling again, it's getting real slick on this incline. Operator's really nervous, but so am I. Unless we can get some sand or something over here, I don't want to move it.
That was audio from a mechanic over on the Line 72 route Thursday morning, I believe it was, that basically said we can't move the 72 bus because the roads are too icy. Ended up that the 72s, which is Killingsworth 82nd, actually during this day had to go on a snow route. Now, half inch of snow and going on a snow route. Now, you tell me, isn't that crazy or what?
Killingsworth, right Atlantic, right Jessup, right Killingsworth, and I haven't seen a reroute for those guys for the construction there. So I'm trying to look that up, but whatever they're doing coming off of the island, have them pick it up there.
Now, here's what I don't understand, is TriMet knew that this was coming. I mean, there is no surprise, you know, TriMet knew that this possible bad weather was coming, yet they didn't prepare for this. All they did was say, oh, we'll just, you know, take care of it when it happens, but no. See, what happened was, when they did this, it ended up causing such a severe delay in the entire system. Most buses were at least an hour late. I mean, the whole system was just down, literally. You couldn't go anywhere. Buses were stuck. There was even one bus that spun out that blocked four other buses.
Just before Blandina, slid out, stuck, blocking the entire road.
Now, let me ask you, how do you spin out a bus, 40-foot, 20-ton bus, and how do you cause it to block the entire roadway on Albina? I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a four-lane road, but still, it makes no sense to me, honestly. You know, I mean, just the stupidity of TriMet sometimes just irks me. And I mean, irks me. Even Al, you know, my friend Al, Ranty's of a former TriMet bus driver, go visit his site out, Ranty's of a TriMet bus driver.blogspot.com. Even he agrees that this is just, some of the stuff they've done is just insane, I tell you. I don't get it. I mean, you know, the radio communications, you know, have just gone to crap, in my opinion. And let's not also forget, you know, safety is number one priority at TriMet. Yeah, right. Eat my shorts, Neil McDickhead, my opinion. God, he's just a fucking idiot. You know, honestly, you know, they say safety is number one. I don't believe that for a minute. Just listen to this audio. This was from a west train on the west side. I believe it was a red line train. This was during the ice apocalypse of 2013, as everyone's calling it. You know, we had just a skiff of snow, and everyone freaks out to hell. Just listen to this clip and tell me, do you really think safety is a priority at TriMet?
Washed my windshield because it's really dirty, and apparently it has, my windshield wiper is frozen. Can I get permission to get out of my cab at sunset and de-ice that because it's really hard to see now?
So you're telling me that they're going to run a train that they can't see, that the driver can't see out of it, and let and let it continue and surface? You're kidding me. You've got to be kidding me, right? Because, you know, no, it just, that doesn't make any sense. Now, does it? I mean, honestly, why would they let someone run a train in service, okay, in service like that, where they know that that's a safety hazard? But does anyone give a crap? No. Does Neil care? No. Does Shelley Lomax care? No. Does Mary Fetch care? No. Does any freaking person care about safety? Oh, wait. We know that somebody does care about safety, right?
The system is absolutely safe. 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 The system is absolutely safe.
Yeah, right, Harry, liar supporter. The system is absolutely safe. Bullshit my ass, Harry. You know damn well that the system is not safe. Honestly, when you get a quarter inch of snow, your buses start freaking out. The trains can't run because they can't see out of it. I mean, come on. Really, Harry. You're gonna play this game where, oh, the system is safe. No, it's not. And stop lying through your teeth, because what's gonna happen is you keep lying, someone's gonna get killed, and it's gonna come back on you, Harry.
340, I have a dynamic brake fail, front brake fail, on car 316 Baker. Brought this train to stop, like a dead man stop. I wasn't able to see the LIP, but I have a bunch of stuff illuminated. It cleared by itself, so I'm rolling. It happened at cross passage 5.
Train 40, I copy that. Very well could be because you're the first train out and it's so cold. That's what's been happening every morning. So when that happens, you will, if it doesn't automatically go away and allow you to roll, you will be clear to key out and slowly key back in.
So you're telling me that TriMet can't even fix their own switches in the cold weather in a protected air environment like the tunnel? So you're telling me so it doesn't get rained on, it doesn't get extreme heat, doesn't get, you know, extreme cold, and they can't even make the switches work in there? What does that tell you about the fragile system that TriMet has? What does that tell you? Honestly, it makes no sense to me. First of all, I just don't get it. I don't get why TriMet can continue to run in this type of system, you know, and how they can operate even. It just makes no sense to me, folks. I can't explain it. I mean, I can't. And folks, so just remember that if your bus is running late, it's not necessarily the operator's fault. You know, whether it be a MAX train, whether it be a bus, it's not the driver or the operator's fault. Listen, this is management's fault, and I'll tell you why. Because they can't plan for cold weather. They don't plan extra time. They don't plan for mechanical failures. So it's not the operator's or the driver's fault. It's not their fault. It's management for not budgeting enough money and enough time to be able to keep service running during cold weather. So be warned, the next few days are going to be rough for TriMet. So if you can drive, I would definitely recommend driving. So again, this is Lane with Portland Transit Lane. And everyone have a great night.